Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm doing a harvest update with ISU Extension and Outreach field agronomist Mike Witt. From what you've been seeing, how has the corn and soybean harvest been going for Guthrie County producers?
For Guthrie County producers, the soybean harvest over this last week is pretty much completed. There's probably one or two fields around the county that you'll be able to find, but overall percentage-wise, we're in 98-99% of all the soybeans have been taken out of the field. For corn, that is a different story. I would say we're probably 75% done with corn. There are more fields out there still left to be harvested that need to be taken care of out there in the fields.
And has propane shortages been an issue for this area?
Yes, it has. Propane shortages have been an issue all the way across the state. That is one of the reasons why a lot of the corn has been even slower coming out of the fields, is farmers need to have the ability to dry some of that corn that's coming out, some of the late-planted corn. Even though we are late in November, some of that is still at a little bit higher moisture than they want it to be. But if you don't have the propane in order to dry the corn, it doesn't make much sense to harvest it and then let it sit and spoil. So some fields have been left unharvested due to that fact, and they're slowly moving in, and other ones have just been due to the weather and other things along those lines as to the reason for it being not yet harvested.
Do you know how farmers are trying to work around this issue?
Yeah, what farmers are trying to do to work around this issue is, number one, they are harvesting smaller amounts rather than taking whole fields and filling bins really full, and thereby requiring a lot of propane and more time to dry. They are taking it out in smaller sections and drying smaller loads because they can do that faster and more efficiently with less gas, less propane being used. So that's one of the ways that they've been doing with this propane shortage, or just leaving it out in the field and waiting is the other way that they've been doing it. But most of them have been, if they know they're going to get some propane, they'll take smaller amounts so they can chip away at it rather than just not do anything.
You mentioned the corn crop having some moisture. How would you say the conditions of corn and soybeans are this fall compared to last year? I know there was a lot of issues when it came to the soybean crop.
I would say this year it has been better than previous year, but it's still hit and miss. There is still some damages from insects and things in corn crops. There's not as much damage to the soybean crop as there was. A lot of the soybean crop was able to get out in a timely fashion. There just hasn't been as many issues this year with that.
How much time would you say producers have left to get their corn and soybeans harvested, maybe before the ground completely freezes?
Well, I think most farmers and most producers in the Guthrie County area, if they had nothing that would be an obstacle, as in no weather to be an obstacle and no propane to be an obstacle, I think a good solid week of harvest, they'd be able to get most of it knocked out. It's just the weather forecast and the propane shortages don't look promising for that to be the case.
More realistically, would you say it's a few more weeks, you know, reaching into December for this?
I would say most farmers would have a December 1st time frame of when they want to be done by. No one really wants to go past Thanksgiving, but they understand it might have to happen this year. However, most people would want to be done by December 1, and I'm going to guess that's probably the goal most farmers are shooting for.
Any other concerns or comments you're seeing from local producers you'd like to mention?
The only comments that I've heard a lot from local producers is they just wish that they didn't have things slowing them down to get stuff done, number one. And number two is making sure that you have a plan for your fall nitrogen or your manure applications. If you're going to do that, figure out what we're going to do as far as those go with this getting cold temperature, then getting warmer again, you know, and it's getting on into December, making sure we can either get what we need put on the fields or have a plan for the spring right away in order to do that. Those are the big things that a lot of people are looking at, is even though they're still waiting to harvest their last few acres, they're working on other fields as well. So making sure that you have those plans is very important.
What would you say is recommended for farmers to be doing once they're wrapped up with this harvest? What do you think will be critical for farmers to do to prepare for next year's growing season?
Well, to prepare for next year's growing season, what farmers need to do is they need to decide if they are going to do a fall application of nitrogen or anhydrous ammonia, or if they are going to do a spring, and make sure that they get things on in a timely fashion. It is getting cold enough now that they should be able to get their nitrogen on with added stabilizers if they want, and they should be okay in that process to do that. The other thing would be if you're going to put on P and K, those again would be things to think about, but manure is a big issue with some local producers, making sure you're able to get your pits emptied before winter and you're able to get stuff out on those fields is very important to get accomplished.
That does it, in case there's anything else you want to mention.
The only other thing that I would mention is that Iowa State University is having their ICM conference, their Integrated Crop Management Conference, for all farmers. They can register for that right now. It's December 4th and 5th in Ames, and that is really a lot of professors and faculty from Iowa State as well as from around the Midwest talking about all sorts of different management practices and management ideas for the upcoming season and this previous season. So it's a really good conference. Usually we have around 400 to 500 individuals who attend that conference. It's 2 days. And for producers in Guthrie County, Ames isn't that far away, so it's a very good conference to go to if you're looking for some winter meetings or CCA credits or things like that. But that's December 4th and 5th in Ames.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with ISU Extension and Outreach field agronomist Mike Witt. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.